I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. And joining us today, we have a Northern Minnesota band called Junk Boats. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
And Jermaine Gemberling, I keep pronouncing your name wrong. You are kind of the leader of this band, right?
Well, I did write the songs, and Rich has helped me arrange them a bit and add some harmonies, and all these guys, Al Schroeder and David Loy here, have made it all come together and be a full rock band.
Why don't you guys get started with a song, and we'll come back and chat a little bit more. What do you want to kick off with here?
Sink or Swim.
Junk Boat, live from Studio A. And Jermaine, we're kind of doing this in a strange way because Jermaine is kind of away from the rest of the band, so I'm looking over my shoulder to talk to you today. So you have roots in the Twin Cities music. In fact, all of you do, don't you? You're all kind of from the Twin Cities music scene originally.
Yeah, I was born and raised in St. Paul and moved over to Minneapolis by the age of 17 and started playing in bands at actually the age of 17 and kind of have played in different arrangements and different bands all the way up until now. You probably know Rich is from the Iron Range Eveleth. Actually, Al moved to Minneapolis many years ago, but is actually Al, should probably say for himself, him and David's.
The
just working on some technical difficulties over here.
But yeah, we all met in the cities and through music and.
And did you make music together at all in the cities or?
We didn't actually. We okay. were in many different bands. Rich's history, probably many people know through.
Yeah, Rich Mattson, you know, he pretty much produces everything around here that Eric Swanson doesn't produce. So
I do a lot of recording.
And is in the Tisdales, of course, and was in Old Yeller, Glenn Russell's, all those great bands. So did you and Rich play together down in the cities?
We didn't. We did know each other and travel in the same circle of friends. Mm-hmm. I was in a band years ago in the late 80s, early 90s, an all-girl punk rock band called Smut.
Mm-hmm.
And then didn't do anything for a while until I moved up north. And in about probably mid-2000, I taught myself acoustic guitar and started writing a lot of songs and played with a variety of people, but started recording at Rich's studio at Sparta Sound. Al used to play in a band called Otto's Chemical Lounge and the Blue Hippos, which were pretty big in the Twin Cities, and same with David in a band called The Widgets. And David, I'm Blake Urban Gorillas. I'm like, oh my God.
And you know, you were there in the heyday of all of those great bands, The Replacements, Husker Du, all of that wonderful stuff. What was it like to be part of that scene and be down there?
It was great. The Replacements were my first concert I ever went to at First Avenue. I went to the All Ages show in the main room and on a Sunday.
How old were you then?
I was in Catholic grade school, 8th grade.
And your parents had no hesitation of letting you go?
Oh, yeah. They just figured, what the heck.
She was sneaky.
So you were into kind of that kind of music from the get-go down there?
Yeah, I think I was saved by college radio station because I grew up right next to McAllister College in St. Paul, and they had a great radio station called WMCN where I was exposed to a lot of good stuff because, gosh knows, I don't know, there was a lot of bad stuff being played around then too, so luckily something different.
You found the good stuff. And so what brought you up north when you decided to move up north?
Just really wanted a different life. In 98, I was 26 years old, and I already realized that I didn't want to live in the big cities anymore. I just kind of wanted a different life, and yeah. So I felt like I just did everything I already wanted to do down there, but yet we still love to go down there and do a lot of stuff, but.
And that is kind of the benefit, is that you still have those connections down there, and you could still go down there and play, but you can get away when you
feel
need to.
Feel newly inspired, and the area that I live, just by, you know, your surroundings really inspire you.
Mm-hmm. Now, so how long, now you guys were playing together under, now you've had other different bands since you've been up north, right?
And then, right.
And you did a solo album last year, is that right?
I did, with Rich.
And that was your first solo album?
It was. Mm-hmm. And that's different material than we're playing today, but that was Rich and I, acoustic duo. Baby Grant Johnson did play on a couple songs with us. But yeah, that was my first solo attempt, and you know, so that was kind of new for me.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You know, recording at Sparta Sound is a fabulous experience. You're in a church, which is just a lot of magic happens there. It's a good vibes.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And then you, like I said, now did you, I was looking online, and it looks like you guys were the same band but with a different name earlier.
Yeah, we had a couple member changes. Our first drummer that we were playing with when we lived in Ely, when I lived in Ely, was actually the original drummer for Soul Asylum. His name is Grant Young, and we were all living up north at the time, and we would get together in a pole barn, do some recording and playing with Al, and went under a couple different names, but Shock and Daisy was one of the bands that we played, and Rich joined us for that, and we went to Kansas City and did North versus South with him, and then just turned into this, another band name, but a couple different members, got David on board to play drums. And
okay. So now it's Junk Boat. You got your first album out, and we will talk a little bit more about that. Now, do we have any more technical difficulties to deal with? You guys okay over there? Okay. Well, they're going
to
soldier through the technical difficulties.
Yeah. He knows the song.
So what do you guys want to do next?
The song's called Through the Ice.
Mm-hmm. cold night beneath the frozen ice. So for you, trying to save your life, can't see through the deep and murky water, losing you. For you, friend, this is not the end. Listen, and I think I hear you calling through the eyes, right where you've fallen. And the sun will shine tomorrow, soothe the soul of sorrow, wash you to the shadow.
That was a short one. Junk Boat, live from Studio A. And another one from their album. So tell me about making the album, Jermaine.
Well, we made it at Sparta Sound with Rich. And
did you write all the songs for it?
I did write all the songs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we kind of, I'd say this was, Rich, what would you say, 2 years in the making?
Yeah, it took a couple of years to get it all mixed and mastered and you know, getting the design and all the stuff that goes into making a CD. It was a process. It was a lot of fun. It was a labor of love.
Tell me about writing the song. How do you approach songwriting, Jermaine? Is it hard for you? Is it easy for you? Is it in between?
You know, I always have melodies going through my head all the time, and then usually how it works is, there's times when I will write out words first, but often it's the melody first. And then, you know, I usually am bringing it to these guys and just, you know, playing it for them. And it starts transforming from there as far as arrangements go. Luckily for me, Rich likes to sing a lot. And so we get to do a lot of harmonies, which is a lot of fun when you're singing, because interweaving voices is just a really cool thing. And so, yeah, that's kind of how the songwriting goes.
Like that last song, that used to be about 1 minute and 10 seconds long, but you know, you get us involved and we find ways to
stretch
it
out
at least 2 minutes 30.
Right, add some solos, thank goodness, because I can't do the solos. Rich is good for that, and yeah.
And how about the lyrics? Do those come quickly for you? So usually the melodies are first, and then...
Yeah, it's kind of half and half.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. I don't really have just one way of doing it. I just, yeah, it's kind of...
So have you been writing songs your whole career, even back when you were doing punk stuff?
Yep, back in the late 80s and early 90s, the other ladies that I played with, they wrote the music and I wrote the lyrics. And back then, I think I kind of wrote stuff more poetry ahead of time than I would apply it to the... You know, it wasn't quite as melodic, the music, back then. But then, as I just started writing more with the acoustic guitar, I'm very new to playing acoustic guitar. I've only been playing it for 5 years and just kind of, yeah, just started writing stuff and, you know, humming along and, you know, writing the words kind of came as I was writing it. So I'm kind of doing both at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a lot of songs.
I do.
Well, that's good. So then you have a lot to choose from when it comes to album time.
Yeah.
You can kind of refine them a little bit.
Definitely.
Were there any that you almost made the album but didn't quite this time, but that you still kind of want to do something with?
I think we definitely have a couple more that are probably going to end up just on the next one. But, yeah, we've got a surplus. It's just, you know.
Getting them arranged and stuff
yeah.
like that.
That's where these guys come in a lot, and we have to work it out. But, you know, we've got our drummer here lives in Minneapolis, and our bass player lives in Ely, so it's just a matter of being able to get together, which we don't get to do very often.
Okay. So. And is everybody involved in other projects, too?
Yes.
Okay. Al's kind of, Al, right?
Yeah.
He's kind of shrugging there, so maybe. We know Rich does. Rich probably has his hands full with projects.
Al's got his fingers in a lot of pies. He does a lot of stuff, a lot of messy pies. Shot a deer yesterday, a couple days ago.
All right, well, let's hear another one. We have time for another one here. What do you guys want to wrap up with?
This song is called Meat Hook.
Oh, before we do that, though, where did the name Junk Boat come from? I want to know about that.
Please, David, would you just tell the story?
Somebody's got to get him a microphone.
Well, I was... over in Asia and doing some scuba diving, and we were on this boat, and it was an old Chinese junk boat that was reconverted, and I thought, and I told Al, I said, you know, I was on a junk boat, and he said, that's a great name for a band, and about 6 months later, it was our name.
All right.
That's that story.
Yeah. There you go. And a band name was born. All right, so, well, let's hear one more. What do you guys want to finish up with here?
Meat Hook.
Oh, yeah. That is Junk Boat Live from Studio A. And tell me about that song, Jermaine. Any particular significance in writing that song?
I wish.
Or do you hate that question? I know sometimes writers, they just hate that question.
Yeah, no, I don't hate that question. I just don't know.
Okay, it just came
to
you.
It's all about fishing.
All right. So you guys are doing your CD release show tonight, and are you going to do many more shows, or what are your plans?
Well, tomorrow we actually have a show in St. Paul, my hometown, at the Amsterdam Barn Hall, which is a new great venue in St. Paul. So we'll be playing with a couple of their bands there for a CD release tomorrow. And then we just don't really have anything until possibly December. But, that's just kind of gearing up for the big weekend for the CD release. And
a big Japan tour.
Yeah.
Oh, Japan tour. Cool.
Yeah, on a junk boat.
Big in Japan.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, thanks so much, guys. It's been really fun. Great songs.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with some help from Rich Madsen and also from Cameron Flackney, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.